Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Krista, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other co-host, Shermin. Hello, Shermin.
Hey, Krista. This is Shermin, and hello to everyone out there.
Today we have the pleasure of having Ellen Moreno back as a guest on our show. Ellen is a coach and a pranic healer who works with parents and children who are experiencing emotional or physical challenges in their lives. She's also the mother of a now-grown son. Ellen was introduced to and became a practitioner of pranic healing in 1993 when her own child was 6 years old. Since then, she has been helping many people with different physical and emotional issues with great success. Ellen coaches parents and their children and teaches them the same techniques that she used to help her own son, who is now a very successful young man.
Yeah, and the last two times when we had Ellen on our show, we talked about pranic healing and how to make ourselves and our children smarter with super brain yoga, which is wonderful, and that there's no age limit to learning. We talked about that then. And if you missed any part of these interviews, you can go to Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/skies the limit, where all our past shows are archived. Today, we will be talking to Ellen about how to clean the aura and chakras if your body is sick. Sounds fantastic. Welcome again to Sky's the Limit Radio, Ellen. We are so glad to have you back on our show.
Thank you so much, and good morning, everyone, and good morning, Shermin and Krista. And thank you for having me back again.
Oh, you're welcome, Ellen. It's so great to have you back. Yes, this is such an interesting topic today. I just can't wait to get started. So why is it that disease starts in the energy body before it attaches to the physical body? Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, because we have an aura, we have a physical body, and we have an energy body. The aura is called electrobiomagnetic field. That means it's like our windshield. So there's an aura and there's a physical body, and it's interpenetrated. So the aura can attract any kind of energy, whatever your environment is. So if other people send you both positive and negative thoughts, it will be stuck in your aura. If you're in an environment that's not healthy, if there's diseased energy, it gets stuck in your aura. Example, sometimes you feel like a cold is coming. It's because that dirty energy of a cold is already in your aura. And it's even like you're hearing it already that a cold is coming. So if we don't clean our aura regularly, the dirty energy starts to be absorbed by the chakras. Each chakra controls specific organs. That's why diseased energy st- starts in the energy body, because if we learn to clean the aura regularly, then these diseases cannot have a chance to be attached to the physical body, or the physical body will not feel that illness or that ailment.
So even if it's not only illness. Yeah, so cleaning the aura periodically is very important. As you said also that if somebody sends you negative thoughts, it gets stuck aura. Does that also work like long distance, or how is that being transmitted?
Even long distance. Like, you know, sometimes you think of somebody, suddenly like, why did I think of this person? Well, he's so far away.
Right.
And then when you talk to him over the phone or he sent you an email, he was just sending you like he thought about you because he needs something from you. Or he wants to give you some information.
That's
so
fascinating.
Yeah. Because distance, energy-wise, doesn't matter. Like, I do distant healing, even though I have clients from different parts of the world, different states. It still produces results, even though they're not in front of me.
So, Sherman, do you have another question?
Yeah. You know, I wonder if Ellen, if we could take a step back and just kind of, if you could explain for our audience, for, you know, whoever may not be familiar, what is an aura and what are chakras?
Okay. The aura is an energy field that surrounds the body. So we have a physical body at the same, we also have an energy body. So chakras are pumping stations. These are energy centers. As it pumps energy to the body, it creates a bubble. And that's why the energy is being collected, and that envelopes the physical body. And that's what we call the aura.
Okay.
So,
and so there's multiple chakras within the body, or are
there are 11 chakras in the body that control specific organs. So as these 11 chakras pumps energy to feed the organs, it also pumps energy to create a bubble, and that is called the aura.
Oh, I see. So it actually feeds energy inside into the body and outside around the body. In
yes,
the
it's
body.
Interpenetrated, the physical. So the physical body follows the pattern of the energy body.
Okay. Wow. That's that's really seems very hard to control when you're saying thoughts make a difference. I mean, there's so many thoughts in the air, you know? There's so many people, so many thoughts floating around. How would you know or deal with all these different thoughts that are in the air, you know, surrounding
you? Yeah, your example, sometimes people send you not a happy thought, right? Or you get a news that's not so pleasant to you.
Right.
Do you remember an instance that it doesn't get away from your thought? It even goes to your sleep, right? You dream about it. That's why even if you have an argument with somebody, happy or not happy, you keep thinking about it. It's because it's in your aura. You're being kept reminded what's in your aura. So if your aura is clean, then you have the capability to really be happy. But if there are negative thought forms in the aura, like somebody's telling you you're not good, or if somebody's smoking, those smoking elementals get stuck in your aura, like the craving for sweets, smoke, or whatever. It gets stuck in your aura. That's why when you do energy healing at the same time you do therapy, if there's addiction issues, it's easy to overcome the addiction. Because you have to pluck out that shovel out, that negative thought form in your aura. You know, your question about how to remove it, there's one way. Is you do a healing. You can receive a pranic healing from different healing clinics around the U.S., and then you can even take salt bath.
So how does salt bath work? I mean, how would that affect the aura?
Okay. The salt has green energy. It breaks down diseased and negative energies. Now you have to put lavender to the salt bath. So in a bathtub with a warm water or your preference, put like 3 pounds of salt to imitate the salinity of the ocean and 10 to 15 drops of lavender oil. And you just have to stay there for 15 minutes. The lavender oil helps remove negative thought patterns, negative energies, and it makes you vibrate higher. So when you vibrate higher, you know, like the common knowledge about lavender is relaxing. It's calming.
Right. I mean, we're familiar with that, right?
Yeah, it's calming. So when you're calm, you don't relate to those negative thoughts. So, when you soak your body...
You interrupt those negative thoughts that keep going round and round in your head.
Yeah. So as the green from the salt breaks down, as the green energy from the salt breaks down the diseased and negative energies, the lavender will make you vibrate higher, and you don't connect to your lower emotions, to your anger, to your stress. That's why you feel calm and relaxed. And you just have to stay there for 15 minutes because it's stagnant. Have you heard that going to the ocean is very therapeutic? And when you go to the ocean for, like, when you swim, after that you feel so relaxed and sleepy.
That's certainly the experience that we have, right, when we go to the ocean, but didn't really know why.
Yeah, it's because the salt itself from the ocean disintegrates the diseased and negative energies in the aura. That's why you feel relaxed afterwards.
And what happens pranic clinics?
So we have pranic healing clinics all over the U.S. They can go to pranichealing.com, free healing clinics. And, you know, they just sweep your aura to remove all those negative energies. And this is a non-touch healing modality. You just go there and they will facilitate a meditation, and while you're in meditation, they will do the sweeping, like just cleaning the aura. And that will help you relax.
Sounds very relaxing. Krista, you had a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to go back to the chakras. Now, you said there were 11 chakras. I had read about chakras a little bit before, and I didn't... At least that what I read, there weren't that many. So can you elaborate on that a little bit? Why do we have 11 chakras?
I
thought
think
there were like 5 or 6 or
7
or something like that. Or
the
7,
usual
was
7, okay? So I'll just do a quick review on the 11 chakras. So the 11th chakra is the crown. It's on top of your head, which is the entry point of divine healing energies. So if the crown chakra has negative energies or blocked, it could create physical issue in the brain or psychological issues. Now, the second chakra is the forehead. It's in the hairline. You know, in the head, the center is the hairline. That is for the nervous system and the pineal gland. So if the person is hysterical, that means that forehead needs to be cleaned. So forehead chakra is in charge of the nervous system. Number 3 is the ajna. It's in between the eyebrows.
Oh, okay.
It is in charge of the pituitary gland and endocrine glands. It controls other major chakras. You know, endocrine glands is also in charge of hormonal issues.
Right.
Yeah. That means ajna in between the eyebrows needs to be clean and healthy. So each person is also have a good willpower. Chakra ajna is also in charge of willpower.
Willpower, that's interesting.
Yeah. And if people have allergies, asthma, and endocrine glands issues, the ajna needs to be clean. Ajna is also focus. Mm-hmm. If you tend to be out of focus, you have to clean your ajna chakra to focus on your goal and your aspirations and your things to do for the day.
Okay.
That's the ajna. The fourth is the throat chakra. This is the center of the throat where the Adam's apple is.
Mm-hmm.
Not the soft part. The soft part is the secondary. The throat is in the middle, as it is in charge of the throat, thyroid, parathyroid glands, and the lymphatic system. So if you have simple sore throat, tonsillitis, you just have to clean the throat and then clean the tonsils. What happens is the chakra inhale and exhale. It inhales to give energy to specific organs it is in charge of, to be able to function and be healthy. Now, if there's a sore throat, that means the throat chakra is not that clean enough, that mm-hmm. it doesn't have the capability to just, you know, kick out those disease energy right away. Because if you breathe, you know, you feel energized. And then when you exhale the byproduct, the dirty energy. So each chakra is the same. They inhale the right amount of energy to make the organs healthy, and it has to exhale the byproduct, the dirty energy.
Mm,
so if the body has a tonsillitis or sore throat or loss of voice, by cleaning the throat, you're already clearing the entry point of energy. So it's easy for the organ to recuperate because it has the right food that it needed.
So the salt then cleans each one of the chakras or just the aura overall?
Come again?
If you take a salt bath, would that then affect, how would you be able to focus in on a particular chakra?
Okay, when you do a salt bath, you clean the aura, right?
All
the aura
the
is clean.
Aura. Okay.
So when you soak in the salt water, you clean the aura. As
right.
the aura is clean, it has the capability to breathe, to inhale and exhale, and be able to support the entry point, the pumping station, like the energy centers called the chakras.
Okay.
Okay.
And when,
so,
and when people meditate, they sometimes they focus in on these chakras, on these energy focal points, right?
Yeah. When you meditate, it's the same. It's the same like taking a salt bath or a salt shower. As you meditate, divine healing energy pours through your crown, and it flushes
mm-hmm.
out the disease and negative energies in the aura and the chakras.
I see.
So they're really related. They're really connected.
Yes.
They're really connected, yes. And they're
yeah,
also
on
the color.
You work on
yes.
your chakras as well. If you're working on your aura, you're working on your chakras. If you're working on your chakras, you're actually also working. The aura is going to benefit from that as well.
Yeah,
wow.
Because chakras are pumping station. So as it pumps energy, it creates energy to the whole aura also.
And why are there colors associated with the chakras? Like when people focus on them, they see this color point.
Yeah, each chakra has different colors.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, may I continue the chakras first?
Sure,
okay?
I'm so sorry.
So I ended up with the throat. The next is the heart chakra. The heart chakra, there's the front and back heart chakra. The front heart chakra is in charge of the heart, the physical heart, the thymus gland, and circulatory system. So if there's shortness of breath and you just have, like, chest issues, you just have to clean your heart chakra, the front heart chakra. Now, the back heart is in charge of the lungs, heart, and thymus gland. That means if the person has respiratory issues, it's also good to clean the back heart chakra to give energy to the lungs
so is that
and to be able to heal
different?
Properly.
Is that considered to be two different chakras, the front and
yeah,
back?
Yeah, the front and the heart, yeah.
Ah, that's okay. Where
there's a front heart and there's a back heart.
Oh, that's okay. How we end up with 11 instead of 7, I guess, some of them.
No, no, there's another one. So the crown, forehead, ajna, throat, heart, that's still part of the 7, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The next, after the heart is the solar plexus. Solar plexus is the energy clearing center. It controls the heating and cooling system of the body. So solar plexus feeds energy to the pancreas, liver, diaphragm, large intestine, appendix, stomach, and to a certain degree other internal organs. So if the solar plexus is blocked with negative energy, people could have high cholesterol, hepatitis, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, ulcer, heart ailments, and other diseases related to these organs. If the person has IBS, which most people have irritable bowel syndrome because of stress, that means the solar plexus needs to be cleaned properly. So next to the solar plexus is the spleen. The spleen is in the left part of the abdomen. This is not in the 7th chakra. So spleen is the major entry point of air, prana, and vitality. Mm. It also energizes the other major chakras and the entire body. So if people experience general weakness, low vitality, or blood ailments, that means the spleen chakra is dirty. It needs to be cleaned. So if people are taking medication or, you know, like energy boosters, that's why it doesn't last that long. You have to take it regularly to boost your energy or drink coffee to boost your energy. You have to consider cleaning your spleen chakra so you have your vibrant.
Okay.
So the next of the spleen is the navel. The navel is the belly button. It is in charge of the small and large intestine. So if the navel is dirty, person could be constipated or could have low vitality too or could have appendicitis. And we've helped a lot, like for me personally, I've helped like 22 moms, help them in difficulty in giving birth by addressing the navel chakra. And the next is the mingmen. This is the back of the navel, like above your basic chakra in the back of your body. This is in charge of the kidneys, adrenal glands. This is also controlling the blood pressure. If you know how to clean the mingmen with people who have high blood pressure goes down right in front of you. Like some people have hot flashes, cleaning the mingmen will also help cool down the hot flash.
Mm-hmm.
So if the kidney is dirty, kidney problems,
Go ahead.
Yeah, or back problems.
Just wanted to let you know that we have about 7 minutes left, so just in case you wanted to do a little exercise as well.
Yeah, I have another one, the sex chakra. The sex chakra is the pubic area. This is in charge of the sexual organs, bladder, and legs. So if there are issues in the reproductive, menstrual, or incontinence, clean the sex chakra. The next is the basic. This is the basic of the spine, the tailbone. It's in charge of the adrenal glands, and this is in charge of being youthful. If you want to be youthful and to make your body young, so you have to clean your basic chakra. So if people have allergies, asthma, leukemia, the basic chakra is very important to clean, and it's also the center for prosperity. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let's do some exercise. Can you pinch the middle of your palms?
Okay.
And put your tongue on your palate.
Mm-hmm.
Inhale and exhale. Just relax. Just feel the subtle sensation in the middle of your palms. It's very subtle, and if you feel some tingling, warm, or any sensation, that means your hand minor chakras are already activated, and we'll try to feel how stressed we are. Okay?
Okay.
So did you feel the energy now?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Try to put your hands facing each other and move it in and out. If you can feel that little magnet or little warm in the middle of both palms. Did you feel it?
I just feel a lot of tingling in both hands because I
okay.
did it both sides.
Now put your hand in front of your solar plexus. The solar plexus is below, is in between the rib cage. You know, when you point the rib cage, there's a soft part in between the rib cage. That's the solar plexus. Did you? Okay, put your hands there, inhale and exhale, and you say, my stress level, any stress energy in my solar plexus. Did you feel something?
No, I feel it more on my hands. Is that where I'm supposed
to?
Yes,
in your hand, yeah.
Yes.
Is your
yes.
hand being pushed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and then, okay, move it farther away.
Mm-hmm.
Feel how far it goes regarding pressure from your solar plexus. How far is it?
Pretty far. It's still going.
Yeah, that's how
yeah.
stressed you are. Okay, scoop it. Scoop the stress energy. It's like you're grabbing the dirty energy in both hands.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What do we do with that?
Okay, on the left hand, you chant Om on the left hand, just the left hand. You just say, Om. Let's clean the left hand, just the left hand.
Om.
One more. Om. One more. Om. Okay, compare your left to your right hand. Which one is lighter?
The left.
Yeah, definitely.
So is the left hand lighter?
Yes.
So that's, and how heavy is your right hand?
Very. I was trying to drop them now because the result was so heavy. Mm-hmm.
So that's the intensity of the stress energy you have in your solar plexus.
Wow.
This is fascinating.
Yeah. Okay, clap your hands. Just clap it to remove their dirty energy. Okay. Feel your throat. Put your hands in your throat, and you also say, any negative energies in my throat, just feel it, how far it goes, and the intensity of the pressure. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how far it went, and how is the pressure?
Doesn't
compared to the solar plexus. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Didn't go quite as far as the solar plexus. It's not
yes.
quite as far. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But if the person is a warrior, it also sits in the throat chakra.
Oh.
Mm. Wow. That's amazing. So now
that's
I wish we could do this. I wish we could do more of this, but we're at the end of a half hour, unfortunately. Ellen, we've got to come back and just do exercises and just do all
yes,
of our chakras.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Will you do that with us?
Sure, definitely.
I think that would be awesome if you could do that. And
yeah,
Wendy
it's
would
good.
Really want to be a part of it, too.
Yes, definitely. Is there a resource that you could point us to in the meantime so we can learn a little bit more about this?
Sure, definitely. You know, it's good because we already discussed the chakras and the aura, and next time, you know, they can just listen to that first before the next interview. Then
right.
we can do
right.
more practice.
Oh, this is great.
So how
now
do
you
people get in touch with you if they want more information?
So they can go, they can email me at ellen@pranichealing.com.
Okay.
Or they
That's
can go to my website. Ellen Morano. Make sure that the spelling of the Morano, people always get wrong with that. It should be Morano. So ellenmoranoph.com. They can email me through there, and then they can read testimonials.
Fantastic.
In the website.
Wow. Thank you so much for everything today. This is so fascinating. We need to have you back.
Your inspiration station
to,
with coaches Wendy, Krista,
to talk
and
more about this.
Our goal.
Thank you.
Out.
That wasn't supposed to go on. So hopefully you'll come back soon.
Yes, definitely. Just tell me when is the next availability, and I'm open to it.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And thank
I hope you enjoyed the little exercise.
It was
we
really
sure
amazing.
Did.
Yeah, how this works.
It was really awesome. Thank you, everyone, for listening again and enjoying this wonderful time that we had with Ellen. This was just amazing. I'm sure everybody enjoyed it as much as we did. Please check our website at skysthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on everything we have coming up for you, like Ellen Morano coming back and giving us some more energy healing, which I feel lighter completely already. Thank you for everything. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye.
Bye, Ellen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.